was 420, and Ryan Garcia had the moon rocks in his glove, knocking out Devin Haney. Look, I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and apologize right now. Look, Ryan Garcia, for the past 9 weeks, saying that he been seeing aliens and they done had a conversation about him. This boy been singing more than Mariah Carey. But guess what? Last night, he put them gloves out there. He put the paws on. Last night, he took it to church and laid hands on Devin Haney. That's right. And I couldn't believe it, man. Nobody could believe it. He was the underdog, Devin Haney. Look, we all disappointed. When you know Mike Tyson's in your locker room before you start with Ryan Garcia, you know it's a problem. I was like, okay, I got Mike Tyson in there with the black dude. You know what I mean? Like, he in Ryan Garcia's corner before the fight, he must know something that we don't. The Kenny Alone podcast going to apologize, man. You cause guess what, man? I don't know all the antics, the singing and everything else. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe you're not. But look, we all know a girl that's on that edge, and that's why you still keep dating her. Like, you know, it's still exciting because she a little crazy. Ryan Garcia came in 3 pounds overweight. He had to pay Devin Haney $1.5 million because he said $500K for every pound he's over. So he went over 3 pounds and still do them things. He still put them paws on him, man. He took it to the dog pound. He put them paws on Devin Haney. And Devin Haney's just holding on to dear life, like your last relationship. Like, I don't know if I should leave. But I should stay. Place is in her name, and really, I'm waiting for another job to come through. Thank goodness this wasn't on MLK Day, because you let black people down right now. Ryan Garcia did his thing. He had that in the cut, in them gloves, and he put Devin Haney in the cut. Welcome back to the Kenya Alone podcast. Man, it's your first time here. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that like button on this, and we're getting into it, man. Lakers in seven. That's right. Okay, the Lakers lost for the first game, man. And I'm just going to say this, man. Forget this. Anthony Davis finally played like he's supposed to be playing. But in the meantime, he should have been doing that all damn year. He got a double-double. LeBron James got 27 points. Even though he ain't taking no shots in the fourth quarter. But you know what? It ain't LeBron's fault. You know who it is? He's getting some of that disease on him. He's getting some of that D-Lo disease on him. That's right. D-Lo. Where you at, man? Look, if it was a podcast, he would know where it is. All right, you want to kiki and giggle. But this is what I'm talking about, man. D-Lo, 13 points. You think that's going to cut it? 37 minutes, 13 points. You think that's going to cut it? D-Lo, I need you at 20. I need you at 20, man. Oh, if it was a barber that know how to do a star on the head, you would know where it is. But when it comes to getting 20 points, you don't know how to do that. Get me 25 points. We just need a little bit of 25 points out of you, D-Lo. I've seen you shoot threes, bricking them. Prince, just get your ass up out of here. Gabe, all he did was foul. If you ain't gonna blame it on the rain, blame it on something. The elevation?
It was the elevation.
And KCP out there was cooking. Damn, I miss KCP, all right? Because he never let up. I trade KCP for D-Lo right now. Moving on to the Magic versus the Cavaliers. The Cavs came and got that win. You know, out there, Donovan Mitchell was out there cooking. He happy to be in the playoffs. My boy, my Duke guy, Banchero, all right, doing his thing. He did his thing, man, but ain't enough. I think the Magic, it was like their first time. They just glad to be here. It's like going to Piccadilly's. When you had that chocolate pudding pie, you were just like, I got to go back. This the first one. I only get one. I gotta buy for an extra one. Oh, y'all tripping. I'm going to predict right now. You let me know in the comments right now. You let me know who you think will win this series. I'm going to predict, because Jay Sizzle was out there cooking too. I see you. I'm going to predict that the Cavs are going to lose to the Magic. That's right. I said it right here. All right. You can book it. You can print it. If not, they're going to at least lose a couple of games. They're going to lose a couple of games. The Magic going to win at home. Mickey Mouse need to tell Minnie Mouse that he going to B-Dubs to watch this series. He ain't staying home. She can stay at home and watch Love is Blind. Comment below. Let me know who you think gonna win this series. I need to see that. Another game we had, man, it was so many damn games. We had the Suns versus the Timberwolves, man. You know, them Timberwolves was out there. They was out there. Cat was back. Gobert, you know, the Twin Towers on the floor. Ant-Man doing his thing. He rolled up in the Cybertruck, man. All right. I done seen the Cybertruck. I live in L.A., bro. I see the Cybertruck, but it's still like, damn, I could have drew this in elementary school. Like, literally, when you first draw your trucks in first grade, I'm like, I'm drawing this, you know? Like, this is a truck. Elon Musk literally drew what you drew in kindergarten. But guess what? He making
deck of millions off of him. Ant-Man pulled up in the Cybertruck. You know he was about business, standing on that business, man. And it was a good game, man. But Ant-Man was talking trash in front of KD, one of his favorite players of all time. Look, man, that's better than sex. My mama used to make a cake called Better Than Sex Cake, and I was too young to understand, all right? Now, modern day time, I don't even know what that cake is. You can Google it, but guess what? Ain't nothing better than sex, except for Anthony Davis talking trash to Kevin Durant. Now, that's better than sex. So, look for Minnesota, man. I think, you know, this is a good series, and it may go to seven games, man. It may go to seven games. You guys let me know who you got. Now, you rolling with the Ant-Man? Huh? Are you rolling with my French brother, Rudy Gobert? Are you rolling with the Cat Attack? Let me know in the comments below, man. Another game, we had the Knicks versus the Sixers, man. NBA playoff action, man. And, of course, the New Yorkers, man. My old city I used to live in, man. New Yorkers, man. Shouts out to New York. I know I'll be back there this summer to pull up and chill for a little bit, man. You know, and I'll probably have some shows for you guys out there. But, look, man. Everybody's happy, man. Real New York fans are New York Knicks fans. They don't give a damn about the Brooklyn Nets, man. So, New York was alive. Tracy Morgan there. You know about the game. Tracy Morgan is there, and Jalen Brunson was out there like he always does, man. That boy out there cooking, man. Now, this was going back and forth. Embiid's on the court. He got his meniscus healed up. Barely, while mine is still struggling. So your boy got a little limp, man. I woke up a little limp, man. I'll wait to get it fixed later on in the summer, man. So Embiid was out there, man, trying to do his thing, trying to give it a go. And every time he come down on his knee, this nigga just fall on the ground. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Just take him out, man. Like, if you gonna play, you got to play, man. But every time you jump up in the air, you got to trust your knee. You got to trust your knee, man. You know, after I had ACL, MCL surgery, that's the first thing, man. You got to trust your knee. And B, trust your knee like you trust them white girls that you like to be with. All right? Dr. Umar knows it, man. Trust that knee. The Knicks did pull it off. It was getting kind of close. Tobias Harris, who shows up when he wants to. You're talking about missing. All right, Tobias Harris got that bag, and he was just like, yo, my mindset is I live in vacation. My mindset is I live in Cancun. Like, damn, Tobias Harris? Like, you just got the bag? You ain't no better than Austin Reeves. And he was cooking for the Clippers. Look, all I'm saying is this. The Knicks got that win in NYC. And guess what? All the Knicks fans are happy out there. You let me know who you got in this series, man. I don't know. It could go either or. I just think Embiid, he ain't 100%. So I got the Knicks going on. The Sixers are going to be going to Cancun by the end of this series. I don't think it's going to seven because Embiid, you got to get him some duct tape, baby. Yeah, you duct tape that knee up, baby. In the dummy of the week news, we got Jonte Porter. We ain't talk about that either on that last episode. Jonte Porter played for the Raptors. He's the brother of Michael Porter Jr. Didn't even know that. You know why? Because we're looking for like a junior at the end of it. We're like, oh, wait a minute, wait. Oh, they brothers? So Jonte Porter got caught betting on himself, man. Look, man, it's your boy Kenyon. I always bet on myself, and you should too. Just not if you a player in the damn NBA and you tell somebody, oh, yeah, oh, bet on me tonight. That's stupid as hell, man. Like, he was making $2 million a year, and he had a bet where it was supposed to be an $80,000 bet. Look, man, that's neither here nor there. He's an idiot. And my guy who watches this podcast, Adam Silver, says, look, he's banned for life. Have you ever known anybody in your job do something that dumb? You know, now I will keep it real with y'all. You know what I mean? I mean, I've had a guy that before OnlyFans was out, OnlyFans was not, I never even heard of this, right? It was not popular. We're talking about 2018. All right, 2018. It was around, but none of us knew about it. But this one guy did. And this one guy was filming OnlyFans in the office after hours. You know, he was filming himself, have some people come in, I guess, and he was running the OnlyFans. And I was like, huh? And he said he had got fired. And I'm just like, bruh, only what? And I'm like, he was the IT guy. That's dumb. I don't know how much money he made. I don't think it was a long run. I ain't no Diddy. But I don't know if anybody any dumber than that. Pete Rose, of course. But Jonte Porter, not when you ain't made enough money yet. Not when you ain't got enough MJ. You say you making $2 million, you got to pay your agent. You got to pay taxes. I don't know about Canadian taxes, though. You know, maybe y'all get to keep more. You know, Toronto, I'll see you guys soon, man. But Jonte Porter out there, man, and his ass going to be playing for the... So you can check out Jonte Porter. He'll be playing for the Shanghai Sharks. You know what I mean? Ni hao. You know, so get that flight ready for China, bro. You're going to be over there, man. You need to ban this nigga from the Olympics. This nigga probably bet on the Olympics, man. So I don't want your ass over there at Olympics for Team USA. I don't want you snooping around. We don't want that. We don't want you representing us near us. We don't want you at the arena. We know you can buy a ticket. All right, but guess what? Take your ass over to China. Meanwhile, in these other hip-hop beef streets, Chris Brown dropped an ether on Quavo because both of them ran through Sweetie. If you missed it, I know it's hard to keep up with all these rap beefs, but Chris Brown dropped a diss, dissing Quavo, and he said some, stuff that you usually just say in a battle. I'm sorry, y'all. Gen Z, I gotta understand, you know, because y'all call everything corny. I just don't get it, you know? In a battle, there's no rules. I'm sorry, I had to tell you guys that, but it's not, you know? And so there isn't a rule in battle, and Chris Brown said he was feeling disrespected when he had to sit at the fashion show. He ready and sat beside Quavo, but he didn't want to mess the bag up, but he wanted to smack the shit out of him. So I'm just saying, man, we got rappers that's beefing. We got producers that's beefing. We got rappers beefing with producers. We got a light-skinned dude from Canada beefing with the best diss so far out of everybody. Meanwhile, Pusha T at home laughing, kikiing. Uncle L Cool J is chilling, laughing. Ice Cube is getting ready for the big three, and he's laughing. All right, Common, he's up there breakdancing somewhere in a random Whole Foods or Bristol Farms. The nigga just starts breakdancing. And guess what? He laughing too. Big Daddy Kane, he's laughing. All right, all these guys are laughing. Legendary lyricists. But guess what? That's what it is right now. Hip-hop is back. And, of course, Breezy is dropping them bars, man. Look, I commend Breezy, man. He have definitely stepped his bars up for the past 6 years now. And so I don't even question Breezy about the bars. So he's stepping it up. And Quavo, the clock is ticking, bruh. The clock is ticking on Quavo. And we'll see if he'll drop another diss. Who you got in this diss? You got Chris Brown or do you got Quavo? You got Huncho, right? You got Breezy or you got Huncho? In WNBA news, because I know we didn't get a chance to talk about that, Caitlin Clark will be signing a shoe deal with Nike. And everybody this week, the last couple of days on Threads, follow your boy, Kenya, coming on Threads, on Twitter, they had this post about how Caitlin Clark got her own shoe, but Asia Wilson don't. Breonna Stewart got her own shoe. All right, Sabrina Ionescu got her own shoe, but Caitlin Clark didn't. Now, that's what I understand, like, y'all know the baby goat, right? Caitlin Clark, the women's basketball baby goat with no title. So a baby goat, you know, baby goat Gruff. Y'all know she was coming, bringing in all the eyeballs. She was the Taylor Swift of women's college basketball, all right? Except for she didn't break up with five men to make an album about it. Look, you know she was going to get a shoe deal. And people are talking about, oh, she's only going to make $90,000 a year, $75,000 a year. You think she wasn't going to get an endorsement? Did you think that? I said, bitch, did you think that? So she's going to get like a $5 million deal with Nike. And everybody's mad because Asia Wilson, she's got a couple of WNBA MVPs, a couple of championships, and she don't have her own shoe. Look, I don't know. You only get what you negotiate, ladies. I don't know if they ever approached her, but Asia, you know what? You know what you need to do? Holler at a different company. Why don't you holler at Skechers? Since Embiid ass got it, this is the reason why Embiid ass still injured. You know what I mean? Because he wearing them damn Skechers. The damn Skechers. Have you ever thought to yourself, yo, let me lace up my Skechers before I go to the court? Right? You know? But look, Asia, you can get with Steph Curry and Under Armour. Maybe you can do that as well. But pick a company. Try to get the deal done. It's all about marketability. You're a champion. We know we love you, girl. So we want to see you in your shoes. So shoe companies out there, holla at Asia Wilson. Heating up on the internet streets. Now we're going to talk about some more rap beef going on, man. This rap beef, it makes me happy, man. All right. In the rapper, the inside rapper, and we were the outside rapper as well. But, you know, it makes me happy, man. It's just, I don't know. People used to say that, oh man, Afrobeats is bigger than hip hop. Nobody wants hip hop anymore. It's all about Afrobeats. You know, Beyonce doing country. You know, it got some nigga, other nigga doing country. You know, so I'm, look, Kane Brown is like, yo, I already been here. Look, I'm just saying hip hop is back and I'm excited and this beef keeps heating up. Drake did a AI diss with Snoop Dogg and Tupac. He used AI to write the lyrics. He wrote the lyrics for the voices and used that to diss Kendrick Lamar. Now look, all right, then Drake dropped his verse at the end. I'm just gonna say, I apologize to Drake. Drake, I apologize. I sent him a DM. I should post it right here. Drake, I apologize. Again, I don't know who wrote the first diss, okay, all the way. But look, just for the creativity alone of the trolling, I got to give you props from that. You know, as somebody who used to write skits about people, and I put this on my thread, I used to write a diss song. Then I had on my mixtape, I had a skit about the person and I acted it out and some corny stuff. And that's what I'm telling you. And now people say, oh, well, that's corny. I don't even know what's corny nowadays. I don't even know. All right. What was corny back then I used to get ridiculed for. Y'all think it's cool now. All right. Comic books was corny. Nerds were, I wasn't a nerd, but I'm just saying. Comic books was corny. Now y'all love comics. Still, y'all don't read comic books. Now, y'all saying what Drake did is corny. No, you guys thought it was AI from his first diss, and he leaned into it and made an AI, but he went the next level, and he used it against Kendrick. Now, look, overall, was the bars crazy? No. This is really the first one, a big hit. The second one, light jab, but using AI and getting the AI to rhyme, which I have not done yet. Kudos to Drake, man, to Drizzy. Let me know who you got in this battle, Drake versus Kendrick. And we still got something else going on. Now to add on to this battle, Kanye West did a Like That remix, bro, and Future, he did a Like That remix. Nobody told Kanye ass. Nobody. Nobody told Kanye ass to jump in. Kanye's like, I'm gonna jump in anyway. All right. And while he jumped in, he dissed J. Cole. He said, he dissed J. Cole. And I'm just like, look, bro, J. Cole already put himself in it, so he ain't catching strays. He just catching it at this point. All right. This is why you can't back down, J. Cole. I'm from North Carolina, man. People looking at me crazy. I'm walking around LA and they just up here laughing at me. All right, we're embarrassing. It's J. Cole and Gerard Carmichael, all right? We looking a damn fool out here in these streets. I'm a different man. I'm a different beast, okay? All right? I wouldn't do what any of them two are doing right now, you know? I'm not disrespecting Dave Chappelle, and I'm also not putting white men's tones on my mouth either. Look, I'm just saying Kanye West liked that. He dropped it on Justin LaBoy's podcast, his YouTube channel. And yo, man, he let it off. He said, no, Drake doesn't have any memorable lines. And yo, man, this Kanye's in the battle now, man. So we have a civil war in hip hop is happening. Let me know who you got. Did you listen to Like That? Let me know. All right. Is it Like That? Are you rolling with it? This is the Kenya Long Podcast, man. Make sure you like and subscribe right now while you're watching this, boy. All right. This is Comedy Sports. Giving it to you straight raw.